SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. By a 6-3 vote, the Supreme Court has extended the delay in the Washington criminal case against ex-President Donald Trump on charges he plotted to overturn his 2020 election loss.
Chief Justice John Roberts says the nature of U.S. presidential power entitles an ex-president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. But Roberts adds there's no immunity for unofficial acts. The justices have ordered lower courts to figure out how to apply the decision to the Republican ex-president's case. Mr. Trump calls the ruling a big win.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In a dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor says the court's decision makes a mockery of the principle no man is above the law. President Biden's facing a growing chorus of calls to step aside, calls from some of his biggest fans. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The list is a long one, and it includes op-ed writers, pundits, and organizations that like and support Joe Biden. But after last week's struggling debate performance by the president, even his biggest fans say it's time for a change on the Democratic ticket. The calls for him to withdraw from the race have appeared in articles and columns in The Atlantic, from Biden's biographer and some of his former White House staffers, and from the New York Times editorial board. So far, the president's campaign is resisting those calls. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Beryl has made landfall on the Caribbean island of Cariaco. The dangerous and powerful Category 4 storm is the earliest one of its strength to form in the Atlantic, fueled by record warm waters. Cariaco is one of the islands of Grenada. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 50 points, the Nasdaq rose 146, the S&P advanced 14. This is SRN News. The Christian world is leading the adoption of gay marriage.
In the 20th century, if you had listed the nations where Christianity was most likely to predominate, you would have put the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe at the top. Today, if you look at a map of where same-sex marriage is legal, you will also find the U.S., Canada, and Western Europe topping the list. It's also very prevalent in Latin America. But wide swaths of the globe, including Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and the Far East, continue to resist efforts to legalize gay marriage. This despite the fact that Christianity is not influential in several of those regions.
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. A bookstore in San Francisco is sending boxes of LGBT books to places in the country where they're banned in public schools. Operators of Fabulosa Books started sending the literature in May and have mailed over 700 copies to places such as Florida, Texas, and Missouri. This is SRN News. Dozens of detained Palestinians have been set free by Israel. International correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more on the story from London.
A Palestinian health official says Israel's released 55 Palestinians detained from Gaza, including the director of the territory's main hospital. Mohammed Abu Samia was detained in November when Israeli forces raided Shifa Hospital. Palestinian media airing video following his release on Monday. Abu Samia has accused Israeli authorities of mistreating Palestinian detainees, while Israel says such allegations are baseless. Palestinian health officials have said Israeli raids recklessly endanger civilians by forcing several hospitals to shut down or reduce services. Hospitals can lose their protection under international law if they're used for military purposes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.